Could you honestly think I would notice? Did you think I would notice you running away from me? Well, I guess you can tell by this room that you're back in that I caught you. Oh my dear. I'm running away from me. Oh. That isn't love. That's not love at all. So, yes, I found you. I also noticed that you took Snowball with you. And from what I found out, you gave Snowball to the old lady at the end of the street. Yeah. Then that's where I also found your tracker. Oh, did you honestly think that was the only tracker that I had on your person? No. I have more than one. I just put it on your arm, on a place where you would notice, as a test. A test for you. And you broke my trust. Again. I knew I hadn't, that I most likely haven't trained you enough, but I honestly didn't think you would, just remove it and, try to run away from me. In all honesty, I don't care about Snowball. They were making very much noise and the smell and, No. So I don't care about that, but the fact that you were run away from me and think that I wouldn't notice, of course I did. Of course I did, my love. Because I know that you honestly can't survive without me. I know that, so I had to make sure that you wouldn't damage yourself in any other way, so I brought you back here. And I assure you this time, you're really going to learn the rules, because they have serious consequences. But seeing you here in front of me right now, with those big eyes just staring at me, I feel more at peace. I really do. And I've now also made an instructional video for you, just in case you didn't feel like reading, and I also made you a tape so you could listen to it all the time. And while you're down here, you're going to listen to it all the time, because you need to learn. You love me, and I really love you, so. Be still, my heart. So, this isn't really any kind of punishment. It's just me realizing my mistake of letting you get out of here, of this room, too soon. I realized that this was a little bit too much at one time. And I'm sorry for that. I really am. And this time I'm going to make sure. Yeah. I'm not putting in the tracker in your arm again because I don't want you to do anything stupid again. And I am not going to tell you where the other trackers are because you don't really need to know that because they're not supposed to be removed. Yeah. So here we are again. Back at the start. But this time you're going to learn, and I'm going to be able to trust you again. Because the in a relationship there is a lot of trust, and I realized that I made some mistakes. I'm not going to take away the restrictions. I'm just going to be very, very thorough in saying what they are, and what you're allowed to do and not allowed to do. Because that's the only way that you can learn, really. It's all about learning and knowing the boundaries that you have, so you don't get hurt. Yeah, so you don't get hurt, and it's going to be okay. Just you can just be calm and know that I'm doing this for us. That's what I'm doing. I'm doing this so that you will have a better of understanding of how much I love you. And you will realize how much you love me. Oh, excuse my blushing. The prospect of starting a little bit over is going to make it so much easier for us. You know? It's going to be a new chapter. And we're going to be so happy. Oh, we're going to be so happy. Yeah. No, I'm not crying. These are, or I am, but these are happy tears. Because I realized that I put a lot of pressure on you. When in fact you just didn't understand how much I love you. And it's going to be awesome, and you don't need to worry about that old lady at the end of the street because she doesn't really remember much. No, she didn't really understand why she suddenly had a child in her care, and I told her that it doesn't really matter, that she should contact her family and just say that I must have picked up the wrong bag. Because this can't be traced back to us in any shape or form. No, it can't. And she just has some, I think, memory problems or something, so it's not that big of a deal. So that's all taken care of. She doesn't remember you. I don't even think she remembers me anymore, and there are no fingerprints or anything over there, so you don't have to worry about anything. No one knows that you're here. Of course not. No one knows. I know how to take care of us. And if you just realized how much this love is there to protect you, to take care of you. And after you learn everything again, with more care this time, because the fault was on me. I should have known it was too soon to let you out. And I'm not going to make that mistake again. No. So there is no need to worry. No one knows you're here. And, yeah. I'm actually kind of grateful that you ran away so that I could just really realize how much I love you. How much this means to us. And how much we just needed to start over. Because I was too harsh on you with everything. But now you're just going to get it. So I forgive you. I forgive you, and I realize it was my fault, but now we can start over and we can just be happy and no more children. That's just something we don't need. So, if you ever need a hobby, I could buy some kind of Tamagotchi or something. You know, the little things that you pluck around on, that they poop, and then you scoop away the poop. And if they bother me, I could just remove the batteries. So, yeah. Oh, this is going to be so, so good. So, let's just start over. I love you.